About a week ago, President Trump held a rally in Arizona. Or did he? The rally's been the subject of, well, even for conspiracy people, unusual conspiracies, including the theory that the man speaking at the rally, Donald Trump, was a body double. Oh, even better, it was John F. Kennedy in a Donald Trump costume. I'm not making this up, I swear. Go over to the encrypted channel Telegram. You found people saying things like, when he came out, I instantly felt it was not him. Someone else posted. I kept trying to convince myself that it was Trump, but he was not talking with his hands like he normally does. Someone posted, he didn't pause, he inhaled a lot. He sounded nervous in the beginning. His side profile looked different. His voice was a little deeper. There was a whole bunch of conversations going on like that. Some of those posts viewed more than 10,000 times. Some, like I said, even thought it was JFK. Someone posted, it appears President JFK will be President Trump tonight. I'm just saying, enjoy the show. As the conspiracy theories continued, some Q followers are actually maybe looking to say enough is enough. That's what one Trump supporter named Donnie Warren wrote in an open letter to the former president on a QAnon Telegram account. Donnie wrote, for months I've anticipated each day with excitement knowing I was watching my president and his crew of patriots take back our country and our freedom. I'm losing that excitement now. This is starting to get very old. Now you might want to dismiss these people as jokers, maybe even trolls, but they're serious about their insanity, trust me. Over the years, I've talked with and come to know some people just like them. Remember, I interviewed a member of the Jim Jones cult. The only reason she survived, by the way, was because she was on some banking mission for Jones up in San Francisco. What happened in Jonestown was what woke her up, and at the same time, after I had her on the show, I remember getting threats from people who still believed in Jones for coming after me for having her on the show. I actually worked with the 9/11 truther, who, because of the things I said here on the show, thought I was part of the plan. I knew someone who fell for Harold Camping's rapture scam. Remember that? They gave away everything they owned. They were standing in Times Square that day Camping called for, expecting to be taken up. That didn't happen. These Trump cult members, capital insurrectionists, same people. You know, I firmly believe that when Trump dies, and he's going to, at least half of these people, minimum half of these people, won't believe it. They'll claim Trump's at some super double secret location getting ready for something big. These people really should concern you. And if any are in your life, you should really do all that you can to get them back to some level of reality.